Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. I'm sure you've experienced looking back on your life and realizing how fast time goes, how 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, maybe even 20 years has flown by, and sometimes it seems like yesterday. And I think for business people, time even goes faster because we're always so intense, we're always paying attention, we're always trying to do things to help our customers and clients, to do good for our employees, to do good for our community, and we're so involved in what we do that the time flies by. And just realized not long ago that, of course, for well over 25 years, I've worked with CEOs, presidents, and business owners, and I can still remember my very first client many years ago. But then I had another realization just a short time ago, and that is this starts the 7th year of the radio show, TalkBusinessWithHoward.com, 1,251 episodes. My goodness, 7 years has just flown by. And in those 7 years, I've had the pleasure of working with many CEOs, presidents, and business owners, helping the incredibly wealthy find answers to their questions, helping the people that are just plodding along and making a living, becoming successful, helping the struggling turn their business around, and even helping a few people become millionaires. So I look forward to another 7 years or 10 years ahead of us. But there's something that you need to know. You need to know it's January, and you need to know that you are stone cold broke. It doesn't matter how much money you have in the bank. It doesn't matter what happened last year. It's a new year. If we had a great year, we don't want to give up our gains and our profits. If we struggled, we have to regain our profits again. So we need to start to take a look at our plans for this year to make sure that we are in the right place. If our bank accounts are just filled with money, we can't say, oh, I don't have to be concerned about it, because that money can just evaporate in no time whatsoever. So what is your plan for this year? Have you set a goal for yourself? Do you know how much business you want to do? Have you taken that number and are you working backwards saying, here is how many millions of dollars I want to do. Here's what it's going to take. Here's how many sales. Here's how much business. Here's how many people. Here's much equipment. Maybe I need to increase my physical space a little bit. What do we need to do to hit that goal? But if we're not sitting down right now and we're not working and thinking about what that goal is, and we're not thinking about what it takes to reach that goal, before we know it, it'll be June. Time will fly by because we are business people. And business people, for business people, time goes faster than anybody else. So I want this year to be an incredible year for you. It's an incredible economy right now. The economy is better than it's been in many, many years. Let's take advantage of that economy. Let's get our share of the profits. Let's do well. And we do that by thinking what we need to do and making a plan. And that's the failure of many business people. Many business people just wing it. They just show up in the morning. They don't have any plan. They don't have any thought about what they need to do. And because they don't get the results they want. It's June. It will be December before you know it. Let's make sure that we are in a position of understanding what we need to do, how we need to do it, what resources we need, what employees will help us get there. We need to understand exactly how to change our marketing, how to look at our customers or clients, how to understand what they need, because you are there for them. If you help them make a profit, which is what your job really is, you will continue to prosper. And I want each and every one of you to have a fantastic year. So let's do that by sitting down and doing some thinking as to what we need to do, what worked last year, and how do we double down on it, and what didn't work, and how are we going to make sure that what we're struggling with or what failed, we turned around. Okay, looking forward to starting the seventh year, and I will enjoy every single moment of it. And actually, I think we've done this 7 years. We're starting the eighth year, just to correct myself. Amazing. And as always, thank you for everything. Thank you for listening. And thank you for being the people out there who make the economy of the United States of America as strong as it is. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.